Please turn to hymn 182. Hymn 182. You notice this hymn is very long. It takes 3 pages. When the hymn book was being put together, the publisher asked if our services were 2 hours long because we had so many long hymns. And even though this hymn has 10 stanzas, we don't usually sing all of them in one service. Turn one more page, and you'll find the text that is the basis of this hymn and our chapel painting, Luke chapter 10. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, and please say it all with me, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." Please stand and sing stanzas 2 and 3. This lesson, is the microphone working or not? No. I will talk loud. This lesson is also depicted for us in the altar painting. Mary and Martha lived in a little town called Bethany, just outside Jerusalem. Our school is named after this town, and our education here is based on the lesson of Mary and Martha. Martha being busy with daily activities of earthly life, and her sister Mary sitting at Jesus' feet to hear his saving word, to grow in grace and knowledge of God and his salvation. Daily life and Christian faith are both important. As Christians, we can't imagine daily life without faith, and we live our faith in our daily life. A traditional closing prayer in the Lutheran Church says, "Lord, we thank you that you have taught us what you would have us believe and do." We study here at Bethany to be good citizens in the world, at the same time recognizing that our real citizenship is in the world to come. This life here on earth is a gift from God, our kind and gracious Creator, as you see depicted in the fresco in Meyer Hall. God made us and all that exists. He placed us humans into this world to tend this creation, to till the soil, to reap its benefits, to learn and explore how it works in science and math, to see where we have come from through history and philosophy, to enjoy its beauty and truth in literature and the arts, and especially and certainly to praise and thank God for creation as we learn in the Holy Scriptures. We learn, just as the young child Jesus learned. At 12 years old, he was in the temple studying with the professors, answering some questions and asking others. He walked in our footsteps, and we ask him to guide us in his footsteps. We want to be like Martha, busy about daily tasks of learning, working, homework. But we also want to be like Mary, taking time to sit at Jesus' feet so that he can feed our soul with God's forgiveness and eternal life. We sing stanza 5. Two things we must recognize about earthly treasures. Earthly things are transitory. They will not last into eternity. And secondly, because earthly things are tainted with sin, they can distract us from the one thing needful. So we must always strive to have the right perspective on these things. Nothing in this life is untouched by sin. The very best things are still less than perfect. Martha got distracted by earthly activities. Jesus saw that she was worried and troubled. Jesus said that she was worried and troubled about many things. Those things are important, but there is something more important. And Jesus says Mary has chosen that better part. The hymn writer calls earthly things burdens that vex us and chafe us. He says they never give us true, lasting happiness. And yet we are tempted to follow them, to turn away from God and to choose our own path. For this, we ask for God's forgiveness, and we ask him to guide us on the right path. We sing stanza 1 and 10. Because the things of this world are passing and fading and will not last forever, we need to seek things that will last forever, things that are not corrupted by sin, things that bring us into God's presence washed clean of our sins. This we find only in Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, who became a man just like us, except without sin. His sinless life covers our sinful life. His holy blood washes away all our corruption, brings us into the family of God, and promises us eternal life in heaven. This we also learn here at Bethany Lutheran College. God gives us the Bible to give us eternal life. John says, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." When the chapel painting is open, there is a large scene showing Jesus' crucifixion. The world laughs at this, thinks it's foolish that Christians worship a dead God, a hero who seems so weak he won't even help himself come down from the cross. How can this be power? How can this purchase salvation for the world? St. Paul says that God hides his wisdom in things that the world considers foolish. The message of the cross, he says, is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It is this message of the cross that Mary was so intent upon at Jesus' feet. He clearly told his followers what was going to happen, that he would be killed, but that he would rise again. All this he did as the Son of God, as payment for the sins of the world. This message, which we call the gospel, is the one thing needful, the thing that gives us forgiveness and heaven. Like the painting, the hymn writer points us to Jesus' cross, where God's mercy and kindness are displayed so clearly, as we sing in another hymn, "Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation." Please stand and sing verses 6, 8, and 9. God that passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.